KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:05, we have partly cloudy skies. We're looking at 76 degrees here in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy today with a chance for isolated scattered showers and thunderstorms and a high around 92. A heat index, a high is 101 degrees with winds south-southeast at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office late last week said they had received a report at around 11:45 a.m. on Friday of a two-vehicle accident on Highway 34 at the west side of the Nishnabotna River Bridge construction site at the signal light. Authorities say a 2020 Ford panel van driven by Jimmy Henry Kalkus of Red Oak was stopped at the red light when a 2008 Mack box truck driven by Jerry William Wagaman of Emerson failed to stop before hitting the rear of the Ford van. Damage to the Mack truck was estimated at $6,000, while the van sustained $6,500 damage. There were no injuries, and the accident remains under investigation. There were three arrests in Montgomery County on Friday. 48-year-old Tiffany Lee Palmer of Red Oak was arrested on a Red Oak police warrant for harassment in the third degree. The bond set at $300. 49-year-old Floyd Raymond Henry II of Red Oak was arrested on a Red Oak police warrant for driving while revoked, with his bond set at $1,000. And 45-year-old Adam James Tesmer of Red Oak was arrested on a charge of driving while barred, with his bond set at $1,000. The Iowa State Patrol says too many Iowa drivers are not stopping for school buses, picking up and dropping off kids. A collection of videos from the Iowa State Patrol shows the problem. Cameras inside school buses record driver after driver running stop signs that popped out on school bus routes. And busy school bus drivers often read the license plate out loud so it's recorded on the camera inside the bus. That helps the State Patrol catch the violators. In 2018, Central Iowa troopers recorded just one violation. That grew to 18 violations in 2019, and then citations exploded to 106 in 2020. The State Patrol says all drivers must stop for the school bus stop sign. School districts and parents could even call for a patrol car to follow a bus on a problematic route to better enforce the law. The fines for passing a stopped school bus start at $345. Violators can also lose their driver's licenses unless they take driver training courses. Well, school board elections will take place on November 2nd of this year. Nomination papers for offices to be filled in 2021 can be filed with your school board secretary now through September the 16th. All offices are for four-year terms. In Cass County, these offices will appear on the ballots for the respective school districts on November 2nd, 2021. For the Atlantic School District, two at-large local directors nominated and elected at-large with a minimum of 50 signatures for nomination. The incumbents at this point include Christy Pellett of Atlantic and Josh McLaren of Atlantic. The Cam School District has one at-large local director position. Minimum of 21 signatures needed for nomination. The incumbent is Nick Kaufman of Adair. Also, one North District local director who must live in the individual district and have 21 signatures for nomination. The incumbent is Chuck Kinsey of Oneida. One South District local director for the Cam School District. Again, a minimum of 21 signatures for nomination. You must live in that district. And the incumbent is Gary Dinkla of Bacena. Griswold School District has one District 3 local director seat on the ballot. Again, you must live in the district, be nominated and elected by the district, a minimum of 10 signatures for nomination there. The incumbent is Scott Peterson of Griswold. One District 4 local director. The incumbent is Donald Smith of Griswold. Two at-large local directors with a minimum of 24 signatures for nomination. The incumbent is Aaron Hauser of Griswold and Robert Peterson of Griswold. Also, election information, including the candidate nomination form, is available online from the Iowa Secretary of State's website, from your local school board secretary offices, and the county auditor's office. Check with your local school board secretary for local school board director district boundaries. City elections and school board elections are held on the same day, November 2nd, and for the majority of the voters, the voting site will be the site used for the general election. There will be separate ballot styles for the city and rural voters, since only city voters can cast a ballot for city offices. As changed in 2019 here in Cass County, the city of Marnie will vote at the Cass County Community Building in Atlantic. This year, nomination papers for elected city office positions must be filed with the county auditor rather than with the city clerk. Those nomination papers may be filed with the county auditor now through September 16th. And additional information about becoming a candidate for elected office is available in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. In Cass County, the following offices will appear on the ballots for the respective cities on the November 2nd ballot. In Oneida, three at-large council seats for four-year terms, mayor, one at-large council seat with the remainder of a four-year term ending in 2023. For Atlantic, the office of mayor is up for grabs. That's a four-year term. Incumbent Dave Jones is not running for re-election. Also, there's Council Ward 2, Council Ward 5, Council at-large. Those are all four-year terms. One Atlantic Parks and Rec Board director term, which is for 4 years and begins November 16th. Also, the city of Cumberland has the mayor's position on the ballot. Incumbent is Nancy Virginia Coughlin. Three at-large council seats for a four-year term. In Griswold, the mayor's seat is up for grabs and two at-large council seats. In Lewis, there are two at-large council seats on the ballot for four-year terms each. One at-large council seat, again a four-year term. In Marty, four-year terms for two at-large council seats. In Messina, the mayor's seat is available for grab with the two at-large council seats as well. In Wyota, mayor's seat is on the ballot for a two-year term, and there are three at-large council seats for four-year terms. Read more in this same story on the news page at KJAN.com. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.